On the line with us from Nashville, Tennessee, is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim. We keep talking about the ongoing manhunt and the hero this morning.
Yeah, both those stories, the horror and the heroism that happened at this Waffle House in Antioch, Tennessee yesterday before sunrise when a man stepped out of a pickup truck wearing only a jacket. He produced an AR-15. He opened fire. He killed four people, wounded two others. A customer, James Shaw Jr., stopped it by reaching up and grabbing. He had a grazing bullet wound of his own on his elbow.
Wow.
But once there was a pause in the gunfire, he grabbed the barrel of the gun. It was red hot, of course. And he threw it over the counter. He wrestled with the gunman then, and the gunman ran outside and took off. Hasn't been seen since then. It's believed that he made it to his apartment on foot. He managed to get some clothes on at that point. Once he dropped his jacket, he was wearing nothing at all. The initial tweets from the police department said a naked man was running away from the Waffle House. I think there was no indication at that point of what he had just done. But then later the police checked his apartment. They found that he apparently had put on some clothes and had left there. And so the manhunt continues. James Shaw says quite bluntly he was trying to save himself, not anybody else. But the Waffle House CEO says that he's a hero. He saved many lives, whether he intended to or not.
Yeah, that story of him taking that heroic act is unbelievable. What do we know? We know a little bit that the Waffle House shooter had some mental issues, thought maybe Taylor Swift was stalking him. How could he be on the loose? You would think that the police would be able to track him down at this point.
Well, or at least keep guns out of his hand.
That's another very interesting part of this story, Jim. I'm glad you're talking about it.
Well, right. I mean, his parents had talked about delusions that he had, this fantasy that Taylor Swift was stalking him. Also, last summer, he was arrested near the White House in a restricted area trying to get in to visit with the president. Secret Service took him into custody. The four guns that he owned were taken from his possession at that point and given over to his father. The father said, well, you know, I won't give the guns back to my son. But at some point, recently, apparently, he did get a hold of those guns again. One of them, the AR-15, according to police, was used in the shooting yesterday.
Well, you know, that's going to be a continuing part of the story, is how that particular part of it happened. And have they extended the search area significantly, Jim?
Well, it's at least statewide. He's on the top 10 most wanted list here across the state of Tennessee. He came here not too long ago from Illinois, and a sheriff who is familiar with him back in Illinois said that he wouldn't be surprised to find that he had made his way that far, 450 miles away, if he can get a hold of a vehicle. He also has ties in Colorado, and so it's a wide manhunt at this point, and it's going to get wider with each hour that he isn't found.
And just to put a little point of information, I mean, he was naked, as you mentioned there, when he entered the Waffle House. Reportedly, he went to his apartment, put on a pair of pants, and then fled off into the woods. So, I mean, for what it's worth, he does now have clothes on.
Right, yeah, that's what they think. They also do believe, Larry, that he has at least one gun with him, at least one. They've been able to account for three of the four, which he was known to have owned, including the AR-15, which was dropped here at the scene yesterday, but he may still have at least one gun with him.
Well, it's going to be, a significant story throughout the course of this day and however long it takes to find that suspect. Jim, thanks so much for checking in with us this morning.
Thanks, Pat.
That is Jim Ryan from ABC News, live from Nashville, Tennessee, talking about that ongoing search for the gunman who killed four and injured two in Tennessee.